April 1940, by which time there was a definite move to being able to make equipment of much shorter wavelengths. You see, the original radar transmissions were 12 to 15 meters wavelength, which had many disadvantages. One of which was because a transmitter not only illuminates the aircraft you're looking at, but it also illuminates the aircraft, as it were, a second time by reflection off the sea. And the result of this is that these two waves cancel one another out at zero angle, and you go through a globe, a maxima and minima, as one goes higher. This meant that a clever aircraft flying in very low could get in without being detected. The only way of doing better than this was to either be on a very high site, which had other difficulties, or else reducing the wavelength.